Welcome to the Mad Cow Show. Moo! Hi, I've taken all my medication and I was feeling unsettled. I rebuked the nobles of Judah and said to them, "What is this wickedness thing you are doing, desecrating the Sabbath day? Didn't your ancestors do the same things so that our God brought all this calamity on us and on the city?" I have great dictator hair. Gone into shutdown because I've just done everything tidying wise and I don't feel like being creative, so I'm just stuck. It sucks.
No!
It's the yawning vacuum of time. I was so bored last night, I felt as though I was going out of my mind. This morning I went out for a little walk, though. Yeah. I went to Bindi Hill. I went to get a coffee, but he wasn't open. So I went and sat on Bindi Hill for a bit, and it was really nice. And I went and looked over where someone who is unhoused managed to get a tiny picnic table. You know, like, it looks like a child's picnic table and chairs, you know, that are all in one piece that you find in parks and stuff. Well, near Bindi Hill, it's a, like, Bindi Hill sits on a luxurious car park, and in the car park there is a little bit of greenery in between that and the train line. Not really much, just a little slope, not even a proper hill. And somebody has set up this thing that they, and then they've put a sign on it, or they've left the sign on something about, oh yeah, I think they took it from a caravan someone was giving away or something, I don't know. But there is a little table with little seedy things I don't think I'd sit on. Honestly, not even me. I would have loved to have had a cup of coffee down on Bindi Hill, but alas, alack, no. So instead, I'm going to have a cup of tea. Oh, slurping sounds coming up. Ah. Oh. So good. I can hear Neil getting drunk downstairs. He calls out to people as they go past, very friendly, chatting. But sometimes it's annoying, so I just close my door, put on the air conditioner, drowns it all out. I'm extra afraid to go out now that I know that he's been drinking. I can hear it in his speech. So, I'm in the darkness with the toaster oven ticking away, cooking some pumpkin that I plan to make super duper yummy-illy awesome. And then there's the beautiful temperature regulation. I feel weird. I'm still waiting for my cannabis to come. I shouldn't be having it at all. Really tried to become a non-smoker today. But alas, alack again. No luck. I've realized that I've been taking twice the medication I was supposed to. The tablets that I've got are meant to be broken in half.